Coach Exter's in the building. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you two?
We're doing good. We hear that you guys had a great week last
week. Won all three games. Beat Watertown, which was fabulous. That's a playoff team that we beat and won the season series versus. Beat Aberdeen twice on the road,
nice.
Which is fantastic as well. That's another playoff team in our division that we won the season series versus. But we get to do it all over again this week. We got Thursday, we play Watertown at home. Friday, we're on the road versus North Iowa. Saturday, at home versus North Iowa. We got some big events coming up at the MAC. Mark in our front office has me busy. I got to remember all these events that we have going on. Thursday, there's a dodgeball tournament. What is the dodgeball tournament and what's it made up of? Sal's versus MC Dugout.
Oh,
go to
fun.
One of those two bars, join a team, get a free bus ride over to the game, and then back to the bar afterwards, compete in a dodgeball tournament in intermission, and it's only $2 tickets.
Nice.
QR
like
code
that.
At the bar. It's going to be a fun event for
yeah.
everybody. Then we're going to fast forward, which we don't like to do as a team. We bump over to Saturday after the game, after we solidify 2 points in the standings there with a win. Yeah, we go celebrate at House of Pizza. Win or lose, we go to House of Pizza afterwards, the one in St. Cloud, to honor a great sponsor of ours, but also our fans and whoever else wants to attend. Our players and families will be there, have a nice raffle with some nice gifts.
Cool.
All right, Coach, let's hop in the DeLorean and go back in time.
Here we are.
Kristen Nichols had a hat trick this weekend. What's that like for
him? Sticky Nicky, we like to call him. Funny part is we're always on him. His shot isn't the most powerful. We've been riding him on that all year. To his credit, he goes and shoots pucks at Omni, Charlie Shooting Center, that money was raised
yeah,
for.
Yes.
Charlie Boyk, which is fabulous. His shot got better. There's a hat trick for us. That was fabulous.
Woo!
It helped get us a late goal to win and one in overtime and for him on his stick with three nice goals.
Nice.
And so we've got 5 games left in the season, Coach. Like, what's your message to the team? What's your message to the fans with 5 games left, 3 at home?
We signed up for a race at the beginning of the year. We've mentioned this to the team, and this is how we carry ourselves every day. You join a race, there's a start line, and there's a finish line, and there's a reward at the end.
Yeah.
That's how everything in life goes,
it's
right?
True.
Our faith is based on that. So can the game of hockey. So that's what the race is. Ups and downs come throughout the course of the season. We had big goals that we could have achieved, but we weren't able to do it. But when that all goes, do you just quit the race, or do you finish the race so you can take something with you? How do you do that? And we've challenged our team with this, is you show up every day, give your best, and put it forward for the guy next to you, and you're going to be amazed how it's going to come back to you. And to our guys' credit, we have become a team, a stronger team.
Yeah.
Sure, we're not going to get the end result that we had the ability to get to, but we did get the right pieces in there. And everybody wonders when you're building a team what that is. And we've all learned. And if you want to have a successful team, you have to have good players that are great people.
Yeah.
Not great players that are good to type of people. You can't win with those. But if you have the type of players that we have, which are good players that are great people, they become better as athletes. And guess what? That drives team success. So that's what we have right now. And sure, we're not going to walk out of here with, hey, we won this, we did this. But like we mentioned earlier, we've beat some pretty good teams. But also, we've learned a lesson that these guys are going to take with them wherever they end up next year.
Yeah.
And I bet you they're going to take it with them 10 years from now.
I bet they are. Super excited. So we've got tickets that we're going to be giving away a little bit later.
Yes, we do. Those will be for Thursday's game as they take on the Watertown Shamrocks at the MAC. Should be a great game there. And don't forget, you can sign up for Bar Wars as well as those dodgeball games going on at Sal's and MC's Dugout. Look for the QR codes to get signed up. Last question for you, Coach. Do you like the 3 games in a week?
Oh, I love it.
Do
I mean,
you?
Yes.
Keep going.
That's what junior hockey is. That's what pro hockey is. If you're ever going to get minor pro hockey, like you're going to work and there's going to be lots of games. And it's something that the guys train and practice so much, they're harder than the game. That's our drive. That's our goals. Our practices are always going to be harder than any game we play.
Yeah.
And what does that prepare you for? Just to have success, whether you're playing 2 games in a row, 1 game, or 3 games in a row. And I asked this to the guys the other day, because nobody loves to really push it until it becomes a habit, which it is for us. Our best period out of the 9-plus periods that we played was Saturday night, 3rd period.
Really?
So it was the last period that we played of the weekend that we were able to rattle off 4 straight goals.
That's
and what
great.
Did we rely on? All the work that we put in during the week. So to answer your question in a simple sentence, this week I love playing 3-3. Ask me again next week, and I'm going to tell you the same thing because we're having another strong week of practice.
All right, Super Joe, I super appreciate you coming in. Everybody, why don't you go to the game Thursday night, 7 o'clock, right?
Yep, at the MAC.
All right.
6:30 on Saturday. Everybody get out there, support the local team, and let's just continue to grow.